Now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody, welcome to the program. My name is Roland, I'm your host for this program. I think you're going to enjoy it. Today we're going to talk about a lot of really important things. You see, life should be so simple. Life was not meant to be complicated. It was meant to be simple. And there are certain principles that you can follow that will make your life simple. Undoubtedly now your life is complicated. And so I'm going to show you and help you to simplify your life. And you are going to be very, very edified to hear that such a thing is possible. Have you ever noticed that people who, nice people, innocent people, have a simplicity about them? You know, like Einstein. You remember Einstein? Everybody loves Einstein. Einstein was a very nice man. I'm reading a book now. It's called Einstein's Cosmos. It's about Albert Einstein. The book is written by Michio Kaku, who is a physicist, theoretical physicist, who you sometimes hear on the radio. He used to be fairly often on Coast to Coast AM talking about physics, talking about relativity and special relativity and planets and space and string theory and hyperspace and time machines and all kinds of wonderful things like that. But he's a real physicist. And he wrote the book called Einstein's Cosmos. It's about Albert Einstein. Anyway, it turns out Albert Einstein was just as we imagine him to be, a very nice man, very simple and innocent. And he spent a lot of his time lost in thinking about theoretical physics. He had an innocence about him, a simplicity about him. And have you noticed that to be the case with people that you know? Little children, for example, are very simple, very innocent. And so that's the way you must be. You must learn to become that way yourself, which you once were and which you may be again. It's the complications that are messing you up and gumming up your life and ruining everything. Everything becomes complicated. Now, those people who want to have power over you, for whatever reason, they want power over you, mostly a couple of reasons why someone might want power over you. Number one, because they get money. Number two, because they like exercising power. You know, some people just love being bossy. Number three, because they don't want to be observed for what they are. And if they can keep you under their thumb, why, the day will never come when, you look at them in such a way that they can tell that you see them for what they are. People don't want to be seen for what they are. So anyway, power. As you look around the world, you see it's a power structure from the bottom to the top, and so you have a lot of people that are scrambling ambitiously over each other to climb the ladder to some sort of power. Anyway, the point I was going to make before I get too far afield is that anyone that wants power over you, one of the ways they can do that is simply to keep you confused. And in fact, that's one of the techniques for hypnotism. I think it was Milton Erickson, a very famous hypnotist, clinical hypnotist, who wrote books about this. I mean, he had confusion techniques. He would simply get people confused, and then they were easily hypnotized. So what we want to do is get you unconfused. I shall be right back after this important announcement. Do you suffer from stress? Reacting to stress is natural for animals,
But for us humans, stress usually makes us irritable, impatient, and upset. We find ourselves being mean to those we should be kind to, or we find ourselves suppressing emotions until they make us upset on the inside. Shouldn't we be able to live with others without being upset with each other? The answer is yes. Right now you are too reactive. That's your problem. The stress of others causes you to react with hostility or repression. Were you in your center, the stress of others would call forth patience and understanding. It would call forth the courage to speak honestly. It would call forth patience to deal with the foibles of your fellow human beings without becoming upset. The solution to all your stress-based problems is to learn how to remain in your center. The meditation exercise helps you find your center of dignity so you'll be less reactive and more patient. Download a free introduction to the meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
Yes, welcome back. My name is Roland. You're listening to Ask a Roland. Ask a Roland. Ask Roland or ask a pastor. I am the director of the Center for Common Sense Counseling, and I really do help a lot of people. I've been on the air for 22 years. Now we're talking about becoming unconfused. So have you noticed there's a lot of confusion out there in the world? A lot of confusion. And so what do? Well, we start studying and taking classes. You know, you can go on the internet, you can Google search some topic, and you can look up so much information. It's really marvelous, and I use it a lot. I use it as a tool for my research. But it could get very easily, after you've looked at a lot of information, and you've taken a whole bunch of classes, and read a lot of books and articles, and so on and so forth about some topic, well, your mind can begin to feel totally bogged down with knowledge. You know, knowledge is nice, facts, figures, and formulas are nice, theories are nice. But eventually, you have to collate them in a way that you can make sense out of them. A lot of the information is not true, some is true, some needs to be thrown away, some kept. You need to be able to glean principles out of all that information. See, well, how are you going to? If you could do that, then wouldn't you be in really good shape? Let's suppose that you knew what was true and what was not true. And let's suppose you could easily tell the wheat from the chaff. In other words, you could tell what was useful from what is not useful. And you could put it all together, so you would have a very clear perception of what's going on, and then you could easily make a decision based upon that. Now, wouldn't that be wonderful? Well, I say that's the way it's supposed to be. That's the way it's supposed to be. So how are you going to do that? How are you going to make sense out of all the confusion? How are you going to be able to read things and listen to people, go to courses and seminars and so on, gather information, and then make sense out of it? Well, I say that what you need, I'm going to tell you what you need, and at first you're going to say, oh, come on, but I'm going to tell you anyway what you need, and then I'm going to tell you how you can find it. What you need is common sense. And what is common sense but the most basic form of wisdom? That's what you need, is wisdom. Now, how are you going to get wisdom? I can tell you. You don't have to wait. Some people get a little bit of wisdom after they've been around for a long time. You know, when they're 50, 60, 70, 80, 90 years old. See, if they make it long and they're not all messed up, why, they may have some wisdom. How are you going to get it? Well, I will tell you. I will tell you how. First of all, you must learn not to be ambitious. See, the world tells you to be ambitious. Study, study, study. See, and studying religion can be one of the worst things you can possibly do. It's one of the most dangerous things you can possibly do is study religion. Now, I don't want to say study. I don't study religion, but I enjoy, reading about religion and hearing on the radio about religion and so forth. And I have many wonderful books on my shelf about religion and cosmology and metaphysics and so on. And I've written books myself, but I don't study religion. Now, why is it dangerous to study religion? Because religion is supposed to be realized. See, remember in the Garden of Eden, it was the knowledge of good and evil that caused the problem. So if you study religion, then what's going to happen? Studying religion, remember I gave the example that you were going to go on the internet and Google search information about some topic. And remember how I said that you could get a lot of information when it's all done, when you've gathered all that information, while your mind could be all bogged down. Your mind could feel thick, and you could get a headache from stuffing your brain with all of that knowledge. You don't know what to do with it. So you get all bogged down. Well, that would be the worst thing you could possibly do when it comes to religion. Because religion is all about, it's about a soul and its maker. And how does God want you to know about Him? He wants you to realize about Him. He wants you to see, for example, a beautiful butterfly floating by, and look at that butterfly and be filled with awe and wonder. He wants you to look at a sunset and be amazed. See? And to see the beauty of a rose or the beauty of a person and be amazed and delighted. He wants you to study some math, but learn of some math or some anything and be amazed and filled with awe and wonder, not about the thing itself, but about the creator of that thing. See? And when you marvel, when you realize that God exists and you realize of all the wonderful things that He's made, then you stand in awe and wonder of Him. See how that works? Very humble. It's a humbling experience. Okay? Well, that's the beginning of religion right there. Okay? But if you study, stuff your brain with facts, figures, and formulas, you will get lost in the confusion of thinking and the confusion of imagination. Okay? I shall be back after this announcement. Please pay attention and stay tuned. Hello, this is Roland. One of the exciting things about the internet is there's such a thing as online counseling. They call it e-counseling, or counseling online. It's fast, affordable, and convenient. And I've taken it to a whole new level. Online counseling with a pastor. Have you ever wanted to talk to a pastor? Do you have a question you'd like to ask a pastor, but you don't want the pastor to know who you are? Do you have issues? Mental health issues, emotional issues, family issues, relationship issues? And somehow you know deep down in your heart that there's a spiritual component to them? Somehow you know that psychology is nice, support groups are nice, theory is nice, but you'd like to talk to a pastor. Well, now you can. You can ask me a question by live chat, in other words, texting, where you type a question and I answer, and then we have a dialogue back and forth using the keypad. You ask the question and I respond immediately with feedback, and then you give me feedback, and so on and so forth. It's like a texting conversation with a counselor. You can even text me from your Android or BlackBerry, your mobile device, You can also talk to me by phone. You don't have to travel anywhere. You don't have to wait. You don't have to spend any gas. you save a lot of money, and you get solution strategies right away from the convenience of your home or office. To find out more, go to dearpastor.tk. It's surprisingly affordable. Where most counselors charge $60 to $100 or more an hour or have lengthy, expensive intake, with me, you can be talking to me right away. In fact, often within 5 minutes, our dialogue is already opening up avenues for strategies for solutions. If you want more information about pastoral counseling online, right from the convenience of your home or office, go to dearpastor.tk. I look forward to hearing from you. Lovely, lovely music, is it not? Yes, go to dearpastor.tk, or how about talktopastor.org? That'll work. Talk to a pastor with an O-R-G. That'll definitely work. So I said that we don't want to get bogged down in the imagination. Look what happened. See, the problem with study is that it's hypnotic. Study is concentrating. Study is fixating. Study is getting lost in the imagination. See? And before long, you get so lost down there. What do you think happens with the schizophrenic people, for example? They are somehow shocked, traumatized. They get lost in their imagination. They get pulled into a hypnotic trance, and they get lost in their imagination. Or they are lost in their imagination. You know, where voices talk to them and so on. Well, a lot of people spend a lot of their time lost in their imagination. And that's not good. In fact, it's unsafe. Somebody who's lost in a cell phone conversation, for example, who is texting, you know what happens when they try that sort of thing when they're driving. It's very dangerous, very bad, see. Being lost in texting or lost in a cell phone conversation. Lost, which is akin to being lost in the imagination, even daydreaming. A person can be daydreaming and walk right into a hole in the ground because they're not paying attention. They're not paying attention because why? They're lost in their imagination. So how are you going to pay attention to God's great green earth and the beautiful reality? How are you going to pay attention if you're lost in your imagination? Well, that's exactly where you are if you study. But everything is geared towards study, geared toward more classes, more credentials, more certificates, more degrees, more tests, more study. See? Well, so am I saying that we oughtn't to learn things? I'm not saying that. And am I saying that it wouldn't be helpful to get some kind of a license or something, you know, if you want to be a real estate agent or something? No, I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying that don't allow it to substitute for wisdom, for common sense, for understanding. Okay? You want to have both. First, you want common sense and wisdom. Then you can do a little bit of studying, not too much, and learning. And then the things that you learn, see, it'll be fun, it'll be easy, and you'll be able to use them with wisdom, with common sense, with understanding. See how that works? All right. Now, okay, so now you see, you won't find God in your imagination. You cannot find God in your imagination. He's not there. See? He is where imagination is not. And you won't find him in thinking either. You can sit around and think about him all the time. You won't find him there. You can study him. You can study books. You can study the Bible. You can study Scripture. You won't find him there. You'll find words about him. See? You'll find words about him, but you want to find him. And you find him by not being ambitious, by being industrious but not ambitious, see? And by beginning to pay attention to your common sense. And I will tell you more in just a moment.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
My name is Roland. I'm your host for this program. Now, if I were just to say what I said but not his sources for you, well, that wouldn't be fair. I have some resources. Okay, you want to find your common sense. You realize that you've been separated from it because of all the mistakes that you're making, all the relationship mistakes, and all the mistakes that you are making. Why is that? It's not because you don't have enough, because you haven't studied enough. It's not because you haven't been in school enough. It's because you're not paying attention to your common sense. Now, the word for common sense is intuition, a gut-level knowing. See, it's a way of knowing. You don't know how you know, but you just know. Intuition. It's what Einstein had. It's what Tesla had. Michael Faraday had it. Christopher Columbus had it. Madame Curie had it. See? Mozart had it. Beethoven had it. Intuition. That's what you need. Paul had it. Peter had it. Yes, indeed. The Pits had it. How do you think Moses Moses, Noah, Jeremiah, Isaiah, how do you think they got to be where they were at? And how is it that Enoch and people like that walked with God? Not because they studied. They somehow found him in reality. And they found wisdom. See? And they knew things. See? And then they tried to warn the people. They knew things and tried to warn them. Look, let's say you're a good grandparent. You see your grandkids, you know, maybe they're 18, 19, 20 years old. You see them making mistakes. You try to warn them because you have a little bit of wisdom because of your age, see? Or some experience anyway. So you try to warn them, but they don't want to listen. See? But if they saw the mistake they were making, if they saw it very clearly as you see it, then they could alter their course and then they'd be fine. They wouldn't make the mistake. But how about you? You get confused and then you make mistakes, even if you're 50, 60 years old. How is that? Because somehow you're bogged down in the situation. You get pulled into it and you don't know how to stand back and get the big picture. Okay, so you want intuition, you want common sense and wisdom, and you want them to be able to apply to your own life. When it comes to other people, you can see them making mistakes. Maybe you try to help them or warn them. You need to have it so you can apply it in your own life. Why don't you apply it in your own life? Because, number one, you are too emotional. You get upset, you get angry, you get irritated. See, you get nervous, you get fearful, you get anxious. You're too emotional. Well, as soon as you become emotional, you get lost in your imagination. Okay? And the number one bad emotion is resentment. You become resentful over something. And you immediately, see, get bogged down in it. Lost in emotions, lost in thinking. That reliving the past, thinking about what he said or what she said, and then you can't stand back and get the big picture. Okay, you got to be able to stand back and get the big picture. Okay? And finally, I got to tell you one thing. If you go to my 24/7 resource center, we have a meditation there if you want to calm down. In fact, I have a 5-minute meditation stress fix. A 5-minute meditation that will help you to calm down so you're not so upset, not lost in your imagination, and you'll be able to stand back and get the big picture and use your intuition. I'll be right back.
Most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest lecture on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's ROLANDTRUJILLO, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Well, you just have to find me on the internet, and you'll find everything. You'll find it all. Incidentally, I have a new number you can call, 530-339-1583. Would you like to call in a question? You'll get an answering machine. When you get the answering machine, just tell me your first name and your question. Then I'll answer it on the air. I'll answer it on my next program. Just call 530-339-1583. Call to leave a message. 24 hours a day you can leave a message. There's an answering machine there. 530-339-1583. My name is Roland. I'm a pastor. And I'm here to help you. And much of what I have is absolutely free. Please take advantage of it. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.